This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories featuring organizations in our listening area that are making an impact in the communities they serve. Every day, people across the state take items they don't need anymore to a Goodwill store. Locally, there's a store in Jonesboro, but across the state, there are over 20 stores, with the newest store opening in Fayetteville last week. Public Relations and Community Engagement Manager Rebecca Brockman.
Goodwill is a nonprofit organization, and our mission is we work with people with disabilities and other barriers, and we help them gain independence through the power of work. So basically, we help people find jobs, and we do this through funds generated from our retail stores. And currently, we have about 22 stores. We have plans on opening more in the near future, but we have 22 right now. Funds generated from that store go right back into our mission and allow us to provide free career services for people looking for jobs.
Brockman says donations that are made to Goodwill are placed in stores to be sold. The money raised goes back into programs that support communities across Arkansas. Some of the free programs that Goodwill Industries of Arkansas has include career counseling and placement, which includes resume assistance and job readiness skills, job search assistance and job placement, and different levels of skills training. Career and training programs offered at Goodwill include GED preparation, computer basics, and a program called WAGE, which stands for Workforce Alliance for Growth in the Economy. Goodwill also helps people who have disabilities find work. Those include mental, physical, and developmental disabilities. Last year in Arkansas, over 5,000 people were helped by the different services offered, and this year's goal is to serve over 6,500 people. Brockman says Goodwill Industries of Arkansas needs more donations.
The more donations we have, the more we're able to help people. So we need people to keep cleaning out their closets and garages and to keep giving, because we need that revenue generated so we can plug it right back into our mission. So I think that would be our number one challenge. We just need people to still give and donate. And they can donate their time, they can volunteer, they can host a donation drive at their church or school. So it's not just always driving up and donating. There's a number of ways to give back.
So what are they looking for by way of donations?
Well, clothes are our number one seller. But we also accept gently used shoes, household items, electronics. Our e-waste, we actually have a very vibrant e-waste recycling program, and we're on track to recycle about 1 million pounds of e-waste. So we accept e-waste, working or not, at all of our stores.
Goodwill's Jonesboro location has been on South Caraway since it opened in 1992. On October 4th, Goodwill will actually move across the street to its new location next to Kroger in the old Books a Million location. Then, 1 week later, on October 11th, a new store will open in Paragould. District Manager for Goodwill, Arkansas, Cedric Horton, says the new Jonesboro location will triple the floor space for more shopping. It'll have better parking and have a career center that's located inside.
Career Services Center will actually be in that building where the older store didn't have a community service. So that impact will be just free access to employment services. We'll be looking for, like, people to come in, volunteers, more volunteers to aid the community. We do a, where someone needs community service, we offer community service that they can come through our store and our organization. So that impact right there will be significant for the community, just out there aiding the community with job search and training and development, stuff like that.
In this difficult economic time, Horton says Goodwill, Arkansas is opening stores to help the public find jobs in their area. He says there are a lot of people who are looking for work.
We go into areas where our stores have been closed down, and we try to open up new business, new stores, where we can offer more employment to the people that actually lost jobs. And it's a great reward when you see people struggling, and they come to Goodwill, and they find a job, whether it be through our stores or through our educational programs or our training program. It's just a great reward seeing that you're actually doing something in the community. And people start realizing, hey, Goodwill is actually Goodwill. It's a Goodwill that they're doing.
The new Jonesboro and Paragould locations will have career service centers in them. Rhonda Wright has been the store manager in Jonesboro and will now be the new store manager in Paragould when it opens next month. Wright tells how the centers will impact this part of the state.
I think it's going to help a lot of people that are interested in learning more skills to help them to get better employment. The job search will help them. If they need a resume, a GED, they'll help them with that. They'll help them with job interviews and help them look for jobs.
The new manager of the Jonesboro store is Nicole Boatman, and she says the new store across the street will have a lot of advantages to it.
The new store will house what we call a career center, and that's classrooms that will help with computer skills and different give more community different opportunities to the community. We'll also have a better parking space. A lot of our customers now, they really just hate our parking spot or parking lot. Also, we'll have a bigger store all the way around, some more merchandise to help support our mission.
Public Relations and Community Engagement Manager Rebecca Brockman says there are a lot of programs that are helping those find work. She tells about one that helps those in prison go back to work when they get out of jail.
Our motto is Donate, Shop, Change a Life, and we have quite a few success stories. For example, we have a program called TEO. TEO stands for Transitional Employment Opportunities. And it is a program where we work with people with criminal backgrounds, and they have a very difficult time getting back into a career field. So it's a 16 to 20 week program, and then during that time they are working for Goodwill and they are receiving education and training. So when they graduate from the program, they're more prepared to find a job. So we have had quite a few success stories through there, and it's just really neat to see how lives are changed once they just get that second chance and Goodwill says, we believe in you, we know you can do this, here are the tools you need. So there are a lot of success stories, and that is what keeps Goodwill going, is when people are successful and are able to find employment. Because if you don't have a job, you can't provide for your family. So once that job puzzle piece is in place, then everything else comes together.
Brockman says it's hard for felons to find work when they get out of jail. Sarah Pine agrees. Pine is a key holder at the new Fayetteville store. She tells her story.
I am a mother of three who basically got in some trouble, did a year in prison, and got out of prison, was looking everywhere for a job. It was Christmas time. Nobody was hiring me because I'm a convicted felon. Put in like 86 applications. I went to my parole officer in tears because like nobody was giving me the time of day, and I was just struggling because I was fighting to get my children back because I lost them in the system when I went to prison. It was only by the grace of God that I ended up eventually getting them back. But I went to my parole officer, and she introduced me to Joe Bruton, who is a career specialist at the Springdale store. And that's how I got introduced to Goodwill.
Pine says Goodwill put her through the program of TEO and gave her a second chance.
They gave me a job when nobody else was willing to give me a chance. They gave me opportunity. I went through what's called Transitional Employment Opportunity that Goodwill offers, and it's for felons. It's a 16-week program. I did that for 15 weeks, and then a position came open part-time at the Springdale store, and I got to be hired on through Goodwill itself. And while I was in the TEO program, they helped me in so many ways, like with computer classes, hooked me up with GED classes, taught me how to dress for success. It was amazing how much they helped me. And I got on at Goodwill part-time. 2 weeks later, turned into a full-time position, and I started, you know, as an associate. And then, I want to say about 6 months into it, I became lead production at the other Fayetteville store. And then from there, I moved up to key holder.
And Pine says her work with Goodwill helped her regain custody of her 14-year-old, her 13-year-old, and her 6-year-old children.
I mean, I got in trouble, lost my kids, and basically because they gave me a job and that helped me, you know, basically I suited up, showed up, came to work every day, and did the best that I could do. Like, they recognized my hard work, and through that, they've just given me more opportunities. And because they helped me with the job, I mean, it helped me build my life back. I mean, I lost my kids, and, you know, I had to do a lot in order to prove to the juvenile system that I was serious about wanting to turn my life around. And Today I'm 3 years in recovery, and I have custody of all three of my kiddos back, and God is good. Life is good.
More information on Goodwill Industries of Arkansas can be found online at www.goodwillar.org or by calling the Jonesboro store at 870-931-1374. This is Making a Difference on KASU, which focuses on organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live.